Was Dr. Schneer indicating a pre-imposed bronchodilator's barrage report on Cora with a C. Owens. This goes to the VA. On 8/24/22, Mr. Owens performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. Forced vital capacity was severely impaired and was a severe impairment in flow rates. Period. The air velocity index was less than one period. Ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. There was no change after bronchodilators period. New paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. And when compared to a study dated 4/7/22, there's been no significant change. Next is the 6-minute walk test on Richard Johnson. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 8/24/22, Mr. Johnson performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97% period. After walking 272 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 98% period. No paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Talmage, T-A-L-M-A-G-E, Holden. This goes to Debbie Varnum, comma RNP. On 8/24/22, Mr. Holden performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 94% period. After walking 386 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 92% period. A paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry in Beverly Golding, and this goes to Dr. Pellegrudo. On 8/24/22, Mrs. Golding performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. Without significant impairment in flow rates, period. Although the air velocity index was less than 1, comma, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was greater than 0.8, period. There was no change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a study dated 2/22/22. There's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, moderate restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction, without bronchial reactivity, showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on James Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. This goes to Dr. Vaughn. On 8/24/22, Mr. Knight performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 93% period. After walking 429 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 95% period. No paragraph impression. Mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Audrey Thompson. This goes to Dr. Newsom on 8/24/22. Mrs. Thompson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. With severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 or FVC was greater than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change in the forced vital capacity, but normalization of airflow, period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/14/21, there's been improvement in flow rates, period. No paragraph impression, severe restriction and possible obstructive lung disease with some improvement in airflow, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Kenneth Haney. This goes to Dr. Coley. On 8/24/22, Mr. Haney performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe impairment in flow rates, period. After bronchodilators, there was a marked improvement in forced vital capacity with insignificant change in flow rates. compared to a prior study dated 3/9/2022. There's been no significant change, period. The air velocity index was less than one, period. The ratio of FE of 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. No paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with either improved effort or improvement after bronchodilators, and showing no significant change compared to 3/9/2022. Next is a six-minute walk test on Richard Easton, E-A-S-T-I-N. This goes to the VA. On 8/24/2022, Mr. Easton performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 93%, period. After walking 37 meters, he stopped after 2 minutes and 12 seconds, saying he did not feel well enough to continue, period. At that time, the saturation was 87%, period. The paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a six-minute walk test on Diane Grayley, G-R-A-L-E-Y. This goes to Adam Thompson, comma, PA. On 8/24/2022, Mrs. Grayley performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 90%, period. After walking, 1 minute and 20 seconds, your saturation dropped to 79%. She then rested with supplemental oxygen at 2.5 liters per minute, period. She resumed her walk at a saturation of 94%, but dropped to 84%, period. Total ambulation was 120 meters, period. No paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a six-minute walk test on Jean Terrell. This goes to Dr. Lucas on 8/24/2022. Mrs. Terrell performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 128 meters in 3 minutes and 36 seconds, she stopped due to knee pain, and at that time, her saturation was 92%, period. No paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.